Hi, this is David. I've started a few small businesses over the years, including this podcast, and the situation is always the same. Every day another urgent task pops up and your to-do list is never-ending. Shopify wasn't around when I got started as an entrepreneur, but I wish it had been, because it would have made my life a whole lot easier. How so? Well, with Shopify, you have instant access to hundreds of templates that make building an online store easy. Not just a beautiful storefront, but one that converts visitors into paying customers. Shopify is also packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even improve your product photography. It's like you have a full marketing team behind you, not to mention tools for managing inventory, international shipping, processing returns, and a whole lot more. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Keys to Success by B.C. Forbes, published in 1918. A person may lose their earthly all, yet if they retain their self-respect, they can still be rich in the things that count, the things that endure, the things worthwhile. The individual who loses their self-respect, though they may have millions, is poor indeed, a bankrupt, a failure. Self-respect is one of the basic ingredients that go to make success. If we lose respect for ourselves, we will sooner or later lose the respect of others. Self-respect is not pride. It is not haughtiness. It is that hard-to-define something which prevents us from stooping to meanness, pettiness, harshness, bossiness, which resents every form of unfairness, which rebels against injustice, which compels us to have scrupulous regard for the rights and feelings of others. The self-respecting person cannot flout the self-respect of others, cannot do unto others what they would resent having done to themselves. For they who would wound the self-respect of another thereby mar and scar their own self-respect. But self-respect is not a quality apart. It is not a flower that can be cultivated in a garden overgrown with weeds. It is a virtue that can flourish only in the company of other virtues. The person who cheats, the one whose business is not run honestly, the person whose daily object is to get the better of others, cannot retain the true brand of self-respect. Such people may strive to convince others, they may even try to delude themselves, that they are entitled to self-respect, and they may, and probably will, demand that others, particularly their subordinates, show them scrupulous respect. For those who pose are the greatest sticklers for insisting upon being shown deference. But at heart they will know, or at least suspect, that they are bluffing, that their character does not ring true, that they are not worthy of being shown the respect which they demand of those they lead. The truly great man and woman courts no fawning, No obsequious flattery. No kowtowing. They want no one to lower their self-respect for his or her sake. To possess a full measure of self-respect, a person must be on the level. And if one be on the level, if one is conscious of deserving respect, what a weapon of strength is thus placed in one's hand! What difficulties cannot be faced! What obstacles cannot be overcome! And what disappointments cannot be bravely borne! Without self-respect, there can be no genuine success. Success won at the cost of self-respect is not success. For what shall it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your own self-respect? Happily, the game of business and the game of life can now be played more and more honorably, more and more in conformity with the canons of self-respect. You can now enter a business and preserve your soul clean. The salesperson no longer need be a liar. The clerk behind the counter no longer need practice deception. The reporter no longer need practice yellow journalism. The writer of advertising no longer need practice the art of being flamboyantly untruthful. Self-respecting employers seek self-respecting employees, but the employee who wants to be shown respect must possess respect. They must deserve respect. Self-respect entails also a few other selves: self-discipline, self-control, self-possession, self-denial, and self-culture. The worst foe of self-respect, of course, is selfishness. Next, perhaps, is wastefulness, which is indeed a species of selfishness, springing from self-indulgence. Few things kill self-respect quicker than debts, particularly debts incurred for self-gratification, for luxuries, for ostentation, for things not imperatively needed. It is well nigh impossible to dodge creditors at every street corner and still carry one's head with self-respecting dignity. Solvency is almost essential to self-respect. The woman and man who pays their way can look every person square in the eye, need slink away from no one, need lick no one's boots. The worker who has saved a comfortable nest egg is in a better position to maintain their character and their self-respect than the worker whose wastefulness has reduced them to poverty. The individual with a savings account can, if need be, walk out of their factory or office rather than to submit to impositions injurious to their conscience and their self-respect. Whereas the worker wholly dependent upon next week's wages would probably feel compelled to swallow the indignities. So never forget, if you would save your self-respect, save. Now, how about vanity? Well, self-respect and vanity can seldom exist in the same person, for vanity usually leads to undue expenditures and indulgences, and these in turn lead to disaster. Ambition is worthy, but it must never be allowed to get beyond your control, or it is certain to play havoc in the end with your self-respect. In life, we must not stop earning the respect of others. That is comparatively easy. But we must also strive to gain and maintain the respect of ourselves, which is very much harder. The public sees only the walls of your temple. You see the inner shrine. Your individual self is your airplane, which no hand but yours can pilot or stabilize. Of course, all this must not be interpreted as meaning that any one of us can aspire to perfection. For as Scripture says, even a just person sins 7 times a day. Nor does self-respect mean that we must always wear fine clothing, that our shoes must never be dirty, that our faces must never be grimy, that we must live in big houses and eat off spotless linen. Self-respect is made or marred less by appearances than by the spirit in which our work is done. Unless you build on a foundation of self-respect, your life structure, no matter how glittering and imposing on the outside, is corroded and honeycombed within, liable to collapse ignominiously at any moment. Self-respect can never profitably be sold for a mess of pottage. Self-respect, in a word, is synonymous with character, since there can be no character without self-respect. First, gain the respect of yourself, and it will be easier to gain the respect of others. And this respect is one of the keys necessary to open the combination lock of success. Self-reliance and self-respect are coordinates. A person never achieves full self-reliance unless they respect themselves. True self-respect admits of no compromise on any point. If you have true self-respect, you have an inner conviction that you are a sound apple all the way through, without a rotten spot in you, however many deformities or deficiencies you may have. A self-respecting person may get into debt, but they will go to their creditor and state their case frankly, and 9 times out of 10 they will have no trouble. Slipping out the back door when a creditor comes in at the front door is a sure sign of inner sneakiness, entirely inconsistent with self-respect. What is your natural tendency? If it isn't right, change it. A self-respecting person may make mistakes that will cause bosses to be angry, but they face the music. Their self-respect commands the respect of others, even in trying circumstances. A self-respecting person may fail in business, even go through bankruptcy, but they face their friends. They preserve their sense of integrity, and their friends naturally do just as they do. They continue to respect their friends' integrity. A self-respecting person doesn't allow themselves to be snubbed or slighted. They simply don't go into society where they are exposed to cuts. They don't cut the other person till that other person has cut them. But once cut, they take no more chances. They exercise a self-respecting reserve. A self-respecting person never allows a superior to require them to do anything that, if published to all the world, would even so much as shade their honor. If you hope not to be found out in something you do, your self-respect has been sullied. The self-respecting person will not court publicity, but they will never be afraid of publicity in a personal way, because they have done nothing of which they themselves are ashamed inwardly. So, to summarize, here are the touchstones of self-respect in common business situations. How do you stand each test? Do you avoid creditors, or are you straightforward and honest in the handling of your debts? When you make a mistake, as we all must do, do you frankly, freely, cheerfully admit them and take the consequences? Do you unduly flatter anyone socially with the hope of receiving some benefit? Do you let people snub you without exercising greater reserve or restraint, or without flying into a rage and treating other people as they treat you? Remember that reserve is self-respecting. Resentment is not. Finally, how well could you withstand the sudden publicity of your professional work and dealings with other people and businesses? Do you have nothing to fear, or are there things you wish to hide? By evaluating yourself on these questions and making any needed corrections, you have taken the first step on developing that self-respect that ensures your success.